This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, because a lot of lives are in danger, it might not be that funny for everybody else.
Yeah, not only that, they would think I started it.
Oh, right. So we were just talking about off the air, and we talk about this every time there's fires every year. We talk about how they come up with these names, right? So is there a rock quarry over by where you are?
I think they're everywhere.
Because it's called the Quarry Fire.
Yeah.
Your fire is called the Quarry Fire. So
I'm assuming there is.
Yeah. So I'm like, there must be a rock quarry over there. I thought it was more kind of towards Waterston Canyon, so I wanted to call it the Dam Fire. The Dam Fire.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Waterton Canyon, and I think there's a dam there. But then I decided that since for me to remember what it is, it's so close to you, to your house, I'm going to call it the B.J. Harris Fire.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
But again, they would think that I started that maybe I, you know, threw a cigar on the ground or something.
Or something like that.
You know, fired the
Well, just
up.
Based on your shirt alone.
You don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's
one
flag.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So now
there's
we have
seven holes in your shirt from sparks from a cigar.
Yeah, now we have a fourth fire. There is a BJ fire.
I mean, that should tell you that your cigars are a fire danger.
Yeah.
If they're burning through your shirt.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. It's pretty crazy, huh?
Lisa's a lucky girl.
All right, now let's get serious.
Uh-huh.
All right, there's three fires going on. There's one out in Lyons. We don't know much about that one.
What's the name of it?
It is called, hang on, I got a name for it. It's called the, son of a gun,
Stone Canyon. It's the Stone Creek Fire. Yeah.
Stone Creek. Yep.
Stone Creek.
Stone
is
Creek.
Is there a creek over there?
Yeah.
By Stone Canyon.
By Lyons, yeah.
Is it called the Stone Creek?
It's the
you know
Stone
what I mean?
Canyon.
Like, I always try to figure out, like, is it Stone Canyon? Or
Stone Canyon.
Not Stone Creek?
Stone Canyon.
Okay, but not Stone Creek, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
It's not Stone Creek? Shmadel, where'd you get Stone Creek?
I thought I saw that this morning. I'm sorry.
It's Stone Canyon.
Yeah,
Stone Canyon. I'm sure there's a creek there, though.
It looks like it. Yeah.
There's a creek.
God.
The other is the Alexander Mountain Fire. That one is really, really big.
Yeah, that's the...
Isn't it at like 5,000 acres or something like that right now?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, lots of people being evacuated up there.
That's in Loveland.
And that thing has...
Area.
Yeah, it's west of Loveland, right? Larimer County.
Correct.
And this thing, I mean, they have so many evacuations with this thing and trying to get animals out of there. They've got it nowhere near contained. I think it's zero containment right now.
Two out of three are at zero containment. I don't have an update on the water. I call it, the Waterton Canyon Fire, but that's not what it's called. Anyway, the Quarry Fire, I don't know what its situation. I know it's the smallest one out of three, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so far. But here's the update that we played earlier this morning. We played this about an hour ago, and not much has changed according to what I'm seeing on TV. I think there is a press conference coming up.
There is a press conference any second.
Yeah, so when they go to the press conference, maybe we'll join some of that. But first of all, let's go to Jim Hooley. This is Jim Hooley from earlier this morning explaining this fire that's out in the quarry.
You know, what's so concerning about this fire now, the quarry fire right by Ken Cowell Ranch, just on the west side of C-470 here in Jefferson County. What's so concerning is you see that hillside. I mean, that was just all flames here a couple of hours ago. The fire's backed off a little bit, but there are very, very, there are homes that are very close to that area right there, and that's what is so concerning. That's why fire crews have jumped on this fire so quickly and evacuated all those homes. As you say, about 600 homes evacuated already. Here's the latest from Jefferson County now this morning. The fire now burning on that hillside just above this residential area that we mentioned, with a lot of homes, a lot of families, also very close to the Lockheed Martin facility. This is in an area, they call it the Deer Creek Canyon Park area. It's Jefferson County open space. There's a lot of trails for hikers and bikers and a lot of timber and, unfortunately, a lot of brush that can burn, too. The neighbors here tell us they got the call to evacuate shortly after the fire was discovered, and that was at around 9 o'clock last night.
I mean, I got my animals out. I've got a friend of mine in Conifer who's dialed into local happenings called me in enough time that I was actually able to load up my camper, got my dogs, got my birds. So, you know, my wife isn't at the house right now, so we're safe. But, you know, even though it's just stuff, it's stuff.
I would freak out, man. If I got a call at 9:30 at night, I mean, I'd been in bed for 4 hours.
Right.
But
you wouldn't hear it.
I did hear the alarm last night, though, when they put out the alert.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did, okay. Because it went off on my phone, and I looked at it, and I'm like, holy crap, that's close.
Yeah.
And the fire, but if you got a phone call to get the heck out immediately, it would just rattle you, man.
Especially if you're sound asleep, you don't know what to grab.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're like, what in the heck is going on?
Yeah, and you went to bed not knowing that anything like this was even possible. For the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just weird.
And so far in Jefferson County, we have 575 homes evacuated. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's
so a lot hopefully of homes. A lot of people are helping out each other. Like I told you yesterday, I was so proud of everybody with the Alexander Mountain Fire because that guy from Front Range Weather had put together a list. People were helping. They even asked for hay. People were bringing bales of hay for the horses. I guess they had to relocate the horses once again.
No kidding.
Yeah. The fire was getting too close.
Yeah.
Wow.
But everybody was really chipping in. So hopefully in Jefferson County, where you're from, hopefully everybody helps.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how people, because we heard this yesterday, where someone was leaving the fire area, but they saw all these horse trailers going into the fire area simply because these people knew that these people needed these trailers to get their animals out of there.
So
and just an instant reaction.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
It was.
All right, they're going to do an update here in a few minutes. We'll try to grab some of this when we get a chance here, but it continues to burn this morning. Three fires, as we said. You got the Lions. You got the one up at Alexander Mountain. And then you have the one over here at the quarry, which is, I guess, continuing to grow this morning.
It's the smallest of all of them, but that's the closest one to your house.
Yeah.
It's the BJ Harris fire.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday, the last day of July, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
The 31st today. Going to be another hot one today. Be careful out there.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Officials are giving an update on this quarry fire, and we'll go to them here and give you the update, too. This is the fire that started in Jefferson County last night around 9 o'clock.
Right. It's between Waterton Canyon and kind of in the Ken Carroll area, between those two.
Yeah, not too far from Lockheed Martin, by the
Correct.
Way. Yeah. All right,
Priority.
They're doing it
this
right now.
This is really hard territory. For
Again, this is officials.
It's very
with the update.
Steep. It's a lot of timber, lost scrub oak. We had scrub oak flaming up last night, 30 to 50 feet night, which is says a lot. That you don't normally see that in a fire like this. And also, we have a rattlesnake problem to deal with. There's even an area in there called Rattlesnake Gulch. They're so prevalent in the area. So we have a lot of things to be concerned about for our firefighters today. Our number one priority is to keep them safe. And I'd say 130 acres as of 2 o'clock this morning. We'll know more on size.
after the helicopter does its fly-up. Ready for questions.
Mark, did some of your deputies and firefighters go door-to-door overnight trying to get people out?
Yeah, thank you for that. The evacuation was two-pronged. One was our deputies and firefighters literally going door-to-door, waking people up and telling them to get out. We also had our reverse 911 notification. We still are doing that again this morning. We know that some people refuse to leave, and that is their choice. But we are certainly encouraging people to get out.
When your firefighter saw the 10x10, very small fire, walk me through when that changed quickly for your firefighters and then what they did right after.
Well, it was a deputy, not a firefighter, doing patrol, and he's doing his normal patrol in open space and sees a spot fire. We have no idea how it started at this point, and he called it in and monitored it. And it was quickly growing when he called it in. By the time fire arrived, it had grown into a couple of acres, and it took off. So we had today, having the same thing this morning, the directions of the wind is really fluctuating, which can be very difficult. And it can also cause embers from trees, because we do have torching trees, to carry across. And we can have spot fires in many different directions at one time.
That deputy thing, that's new information this morning.
Yeah,
we had no idea about that.
Yep.
That a deputy was just driving through the area and saw a small fire and called it in. And then before they could get there, it had already grown.
I didn't even think about the whole situation with rattlesnakes. I mean, because you got to figure with these fires, every animal's on the move, right? And so, you know, your bears, which I'm not a fan of, your mountain lions, but certainly the rattlesnakes, that would be a problem.
Did you see the story of the tractor trailer that flipped that was loaded with king cobras?
No.
Just up the road.
What?
Yeah.
Why were they?
A couple of days ago. Spadil, look it up real
why
quick.
Why do
here.
We have yeah. king cobras in Colorado?
It was Wyoming.
But still.
But it was on I-80, I think it was. Look it up. King cobras. It was a tractor trailer or a truck full of king cobras, and they all got away. And they had a shelter in place until every snake was found.
Hold on. Hold on. What does that say? A satire page? Wait, read it. Read the thing.
Oh, hello. Local satire page prompts Wyoming Highway Patrol response.
So it was fake?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It says a recent story
that.
By local satire page, the Casper Planet,
yeah,
has led to an official response from the Wyoming Highway Patrol after some readers mistook the fictional story as truth.
Get the hell out of here. Wow. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that. I just wanted to throw it out there.
Oh, my God.
Here's the moral of the story.
Posted Tuesday afternoon, Casper Planet stated that a truck carrying a shipment of king cobras from a scientific research lab had overturned on Interstate 25 outside of Casper.
25?
When in fact, it was not true at all.
All right. I want to make sure that, and here's the reason I said that, okay? Is I want to make sure that everybody's aware that there's misinformation out there. And you can buy it. And that was an example right there. I wanted to show you, because I knew it wasn't true. I'd looked into it. But I want to show you that how people fall for this crap.
Thank you for your PSA.
We'll be right back. Everybody hang on. We'll be right back right after this. All right? I'm trying to just... misinformation, man. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
BJ and Jamie.
Every time I hear this music.
They don't use that anymore, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, they still do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's the Olympic theme,
I'm really
man.
Plugged in, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm really disappointed in myself, though.
Why?
Because I was so excited about the Olympics. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
I'd come in here and I was boasting, oh, my gosh, they start next week. And I did like a countdown in my car.
Yeah, you were excited. All over it. You were the only one that was like seriously, I would use the word jazzed.
I was.
Yeah.
Jazzed is a great word.
You were.
I even had on jazz shoes and all kinds
jazz
of stuff.
Jazz hands.
And I haven't watched 1 minute of the Olympics.
Really?
No. And you know what? We're going on vacation next week. I won't watch it next week. I'm not going to go on vacation and sit in a room somewhere and watch the Olympics, right?
Well, I guess my girlfriends, they were also, I went off the grid again yesterday, but my girlfriends were saying they couldn't even get any work done yesterday because of the gymnastics stuff.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
I watched the replay last night.
Another one of my girlfriends also, apparently, to my right, he...
Yeah, he's dialed in.
Oh, come on. That U.S. women's gymnast team, they're so good.
Don't you feel a little creepy watching, though?
Why?
Well, you know why. I don't have to say it out loud. Hello? No, I mean, just a little, because I do if I'm watching.
You do?
Yeah, no. A little bit like, woo.
Your mind is in a bad spot.
Yeah. So is his. He just won't admit it. I'm just bad enough to admit it. Really? I know Schmidl's is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see how quick he's on it?
Yeah, but Schmidl is also the guy that likes it when they're figure skating and their little skirt flips up when they go backwards.
Yeah.
He's right. Like, they should only be able to skate backwards.
Right.
That's
right.
The best part of the competition.
Yeah. He replays it.
Yeah. And with him feeling like that about the skaters, just imagine on the balance beam,
right?
Yeah.
I did see though that the one male gymnast, I guess this is the first time that male gymnasts have ever won a medal, right, or something like that.
It was the first time in 16 years.
Yeah. So the pommel horse dude, the one that looks like Clark Kent, I guess he takes off his glasses so that they don't fly off during the pommel horse, and I guess he's cross-eyed.
No kidding.
We found that out last night too. I had no idea.
Yeah. Weird.
Does that work against you or anything?
I guess it works for him.
Oh, for him.
Because he can click in one eye at a time. I don't know.
Well, that's cheating.
His name is Steven Nedorosic.
Well, they should toss him. You can't have an advantage like that. Being cross-eyed.
They said everyone is freaking out over the nerdy pommel horse guy named Steve. So people love him.
His character.
I will tell you this, though. When I'm scrolling through the social media account and I see all the celebrations of the bronze, I kind of chuckle a bit. You came in third place, okay?
Yeah, but this is the first time the women's rugby team from the United States has ever won a medal.
Well, I'm just saying.
And it was bronze, but they won, and they've never won one.
Third place. In front of 70,000 people.
And the call is good, too.
Guys.
Yeah, don't take it away from them, you asshat.
Yeah. And the time had run out. She literally was running down the field to score with 0 seconds on the clock.
Came in third place out of how many, the world.
And they've never, ever taken a medal, ever. So there. Do you have a gold medal? Do you have a silver medal? Do you have a bronze medal? No, you don't. So zip it.
When I was an athlete.
Ball.
When I was an athlete, I was never happy with third place.
What, back in Nam?
I'm just saying. And you schmoes, you're fine with coming in third.
Well, third place always.
I got hardware, a bronze. Yeah. I got a bronze. What are you going to do with your bronze?
Hang it.
Knock you upside the head.
What I'm going to do. You podiumed.
You're going to use it at a toll booth?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to show it to people and be like, yo, look, I won an Olympic medal.
It's an Olympic medal. Yes.
What, you're criticizing people and you thought King Cobras were spilt all over the road?
All right, let's go through the medals real quick here.
By the way, anytime, you guys, that he gets on our nerves, just bring up the King Cobra.
King Cobra. You know I hate steaks.
I know you do.
That story terrifies me, and it really did happen.
That would be a scary
story. All right,
listen,
listen, let's get to the medals if we can. All right, let's celebrate the bronze.
Yes, let's do it.
All right. What medal count are we at right now?
All right, so U.S., we're still in first place overall medals, 27. We've only got 4 golds, though.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and
boy.
The first place is China. They've got 8 golds compared to
how many
to
of
us.
Those silvers do we have?
Silvers, we got 12.
12?
Yep. Yes. And then bronze, we got 11.
Boy, oh, boy.
But we have the overall medal count, right?
Yeah, 27. And the closest, France is actually 20. So they're coming up on us.
But China has the most gold. China. China. China.
That Chinese, man, I tell you, those guys, they have a lot to pick from over there. And they're really good.
Well, they have a lot of time on their hands.
Man, they got billions over there. You know what I'm saying?
They get the best of the best.
Our girls, the gymnastics team won gold, right?
Yeah, in Simone and the crew. Competition.
Yep. And then you've got the triathletes, by the way, that are swimming in the Poop River today.
But oh, it is a go.
The best thing of all yesterday came out, and that is the surfer picture. You guys, that is, I thought it was Photoshopped, but then they said it wasn't Photoshopped. All right, so there's a surfer, and he is, I mean, he's doing an amazing job, right? He got a 9.0, and then he pops off of his board. There's a photographer in the water, and he pops off his board and like salutes everybody in the air. And the way it looks like he's walking on water. It's the most amazing. It's going to win every prize on the planet.
It's iconic.
It is the most amazing picture I've ever seen. That and that, what's her name? Ludecky? What's her name? The swimmer?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's a female swimmer, a Ludecky
or
something.
Yeah, Katie, right?
Yeah, is that her name?
I think so.
So she also has a great picture. She got to the end of the swimming pool and nobody was around, and she did a big like stupid like and it went viral too. She stuck her tongue out. I mean, it's no surfer picture. It's not going to win like the Pulitzer or anything. But
all right, now we have three.
Nor will the other one, because I don't think they have photographs in the Pulitzer Prize. But what?
We have three Colorado women on the soccer team, right? And they won, and they're moving on, which I think they're getting further than they've ever gotten before.
I doubt it. That one
team. They've won before.
Yeah, that one team when she took off her little sports bra or whatever. Remember?
Megan Rapinoe.
Have we got?
Yeah.
But we have three women, right? From Colorado on the team? Yeah, I think I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, we won. Remember, she took off her shirt and everybody was so mad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've won.
All right. Well, there you go. The Olympic update.
Wow.
That's pretty solid, I thought.
Man, they hate you right now. Can I read these?
What?
BJ Harris, you should be ashamed of yourself. BJ's an asshole.
Yeah.
Let's see here. They should make a sport for BJ. How many holes he can burn in his shirt?
Yeah.
Negative BJ. Shut up, BJ. You know, man, they hate you.
You know, if it were holes in the shirt, I'd be a gold medalist. I wouldn't be a bronze.
You're not helping. I'm just saying you're not helping.
All right, there you go. Your Olympic update right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You can get it daily right here if you want it. All right, BJ and Jamie. We'll get to tabloid trash is coming up next here on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, daddy, daddy, daddy. Ah, man. July 31st, we're almost into August. It's just flying by, especially if you have a kid going into college. We're all going to be fine. All right. The big gossip is Harry and Meghan. Rumor has it that they have taken a temporary timeout from each other. Apparently, she is living in the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. right next to the William Morris Agency, which is her agent, and that she wants to be all Hollywood, but we knew that all along, and that Harry is done with all this drama, all trying to make it in Hollywood. He just wants to be a happily married husband. He doesn't want to keep trying to, you know, like, go after this whole golden ticket that she wants.
No kidding.
But we knew that she wanted that. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
She always has. And that's what she was all about is, I mean, she was on Suits. She was an actress. That's what she was geared up for. And she thought that Harry was her ticket to like superstardom, which, I mean, it worked for a while, but then everybody turned against her. And now she doesn't have that superstardom.
Yeah, you know, she doesn't have a lot of fans, I would guess, as far as, you know, being a superstar, but boy, she's very popular. As far as recognition, you know?
Recognition, yes, but people don't like her. That they loved worked. Her when they were a couple and they were dating, kind of like the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing.
Yeah.
When they were dating, I mean, she was being called the new Princess Diana, all that stuff. But then when the rifts happened within the royal family and then they moved out, people were just like, you know what?
It got ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's good couples take a break, though. Go stay at a hotel for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if she took her kids, probably.
I don't know.
But that'll be interesting to see what happens if they actually get a divorce. I mean, he'll probably want to go back to England, but I don't know how, if the kids have dual citizenship, I don't know how that works, really. So that's the big gossip is that they are, but we kind of saw this coming. I mean, she just wants it such a different life than him.
Yeah, I hope she picked a place that has that free breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that you make your own toast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the bagels.
Yeah.
And the waffles.
I mean, you don't have a lot of choice, and every day's the same, but it's still pretty cool.
It is, and I like the conveyor belt toast better than a regular toaster.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because you put your toast on the conveyor belt, and you just wait for it.
You know what they call that, Jamie?
Flick. What?
Set it and forget it.
Really? Whoa.
Yep.
Set it and forget it.
Yep.
I did not know that.
I learned that on an infomercial.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's what
call.
That toaster is. It's a you set it and forget it.
Well, although I have been where I put it on the conveyor belt, right? And somebody took it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've had a stolen piece, too.
Yeah, it happened to me. Swiped
it. Yeah, it changes you. It changes you.
Happened to me out at the Gaylord.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I wanted to backhand her, but
man.
Yeah, she's pretty old. She was like 80.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, I almost hit her, though.
Spindel, did you happen to get the Bill Maher interview?
Yeah, it's on number 2.
Okay, so Bill Maher talks about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
I'm looking for
it. Okay. I think it's number 2.
Oh, it's number 2?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
She's a lovely person, but the whole thing with the football player, just like, I just felt like 35 was a little old to be like, my boyfriend's a football player, and I wear his jersey to the game with his number on it, right? I mean, come on.
Whatever makes her happy.
Oh, of course.
If that's what she wants to do and it makes her happy, go on. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
I know. He's going to dump her, though. You know that.
No, I'm going to be a Travis Kelce hater.
I mean, with her, it's like the Gatorade at the Super Bowl. You know you're going to get dumped. You just don't know when.
But you got to think about it this way. If he does that, can you imagine the next album we're going to get off of that?
It sounds like an old dude talking to a hawk tall. Oh, it wait. Does. It is.
You know, they don't even have chemistry together.
At no. all. It's, I mean, so it's, awkward.
It sounded like two different interviews being spliced together.
I know.
It's really weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's uncomfortable
like
to even listen to.
They were just talking to themselves.
Yeah.
And if you're Bill Maher, why would you have her on?
I was just thinking that.
I mean, the guy has some credibility. I like him. I think he's pretty decent, you know. But why would you bring her on, of all people?
I don't think anyone under like 50 knows who Bill Maher even really is. So
yeah.
I could see why he would pull her in just to have like a younger audience watch his show or listen to his podcast.
I don't know if it's going to work.
No, I don't think it will.
You know.
But it's really awkward. But
how many people are going to follow to his show over her, though?
That's what I said. It didn't work.
No.
Yeah.
That's not the guest to bring in. Bring in, you know, NSYNC.
Hey, they're doing an update on the that West Loveland fire. Do you want to grab that real quick?
Sure.
Now live in Larimer County, Courtney from Fox 30.
There you go. Thank you for that. Okay. All right. We got an update. It was a good one, too. Solid. Don't you think? Solid. We are your fire station.
Which one was that one? The Alexander Mountain?
Yeah, but they're also calling it the West Loveland fire, just so you know where it is.
West Loveland.
It's west of Loveland?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, Gwen Stefani. Hey, can you find this for me? Gwen Stefani, her son, Zuma. Oh, God. She's doing that. All right, so listen. You know how you hate when Garth brings Trisha on and everybody goes pee when he's on tour?
Yes.
And when Trisha comes to sing your songs, you said everybody went to go pee.
Yeah. He gives her roses every night.
Yeah.
Every night. She comes on stage, place comes to a halt.
And everybody goes to the bathroom.
We all go get, you go get your beer, hot dog.
Yeah.
Go whiz.
Well, anyway, Gwen Stefani, it kind of has been doing the same thing with Blake, right? Blake sings, and then here comes Gwen. Hi, I'm here. With her big old red lips. Well, now she's taking it a step further. Now she's bringing on her son, Zuma. I almost called him Zima.
Zuma?
Zuma. Yeah, not Zima, but Zuma. So Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale's son, Zuma, made his country music debut at Blake Shelton's Red Bar in Oklahoma on Monday. Before the 15-year-old took the stage, Shelton introduced his stepson to the cheering crowd and helped him get his mics adjusted. And then I guess he sang a Zach Bryan song.
Anybody heard it?
Well, I'm trying to get it from Shmadel. I meant to tell him earlier that I wanted it, but no. It goes like...
I saw the video yesterday.
Yeah.
But I didn't listen to it.
You just watched the video?
I had it muted. I had it muted, but I scrolled through and I saw where he was introduced to some kid, but I didn't realize what the story was.
Oh. So you just watched the video and you didn't read the headline or listen to it?
No.
Weird.
I didn't know. Well, it was Blake Shelton.
Was it Reels?
It was Blake Shelton bringing on the kid, but I don't know what it was.
Did anybody find out the story about Suge Knight and the FBI giving Ben Affleck tapes? Does anybody?
Shmira? I haven't seen any headlines on that. I think he's just talking out of the side of his mouth.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. There's a whole thing that Suge Knight said that the FBI gave Ben Affleck tapes of Jennifer Lopez and Diddy. We don't even know what it means. That's the only headline there is, and it's empty. This is stupid. I'm going to put that over there. Never mention again. So there. Do you guys watch Real Housewives? Do you guys watch Vanderpump Rules? Oh, you don't? Well, I do. And guess what? Jack Taylor went into rehab.
Good.
Yeah. Jack Taylor has checked into rehab to focus on his mental health. He's really, really not a nice person.
Yeah.
He's married. Well, he was married to Brittany. And man, he just tears her apart. He's so mean. Speaking of which, dude, I had to rescue on Jamie White Zone. So there's a Facebook page called Jamie White Zone. And they were going to start sending you gifts, and I stopped it.
Gifts?
Oh. Yeah.
Like what?
For your birthday.
Oh.
Why would you stop that?
Well, because it wasn't necessary.
Yes, it is.
No.
You could keep sending.
No.
Go ahead and send.
I
haven't gotten any gifts, hardly.
No, I'm just saying. It says, okay, I don't be mad at me, but I don't know if it was a bit, but did Lisa really not get BJ a present for his birthday?
Yep,
it kind of teared me up. And then it says some mean stuff about her, whatever. It says, just love BJ. He's hilarious, kind, and giving.
That's me. That is me. You know, some people can see through everything, and they really get it, okay?
Yeah.
That's me, to a T. Kind, loving, and giving.
So giving. So I went in, and everybody's like, hey, is there an address? Let's start sending him, like just overwhelming with birthday presents since Lisa didn't get him any. And I wrote, you guys, they are fine. You know BJ. He went, I don't want anything. I don't need anything. He did it to himself. And trust me, he doesn't want anything. He doesn't need anything. So do not send him any gifts.
Aww.
Are you done?
Yeah.
4700 South Syracuse, Denver.
Just
address
it
to BJ Harris. Let me spell that for you. Period, J period.
You know that you said to Lisa, I don't want anything, I don't need anything. Did you not?
4700 South Syracuse.
Hello? Did you say that? You did say that.
That what?
You don't want anything, you don't need anything.
Yeah.
That's you.
I did say that.
Yeah.
I said if there's something I want, I'll buy it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I'm hard to buy for.
Well, I mean, I think that it's the way it was spun is that it made Lisa look like a bad guy. But that's why I needed to fix it for Lisa, because she wasn't being selfish and all these things that y'all are calling her. She was just doing what BJ said, which is y'all know him. He goes, don't give me anything. If I want something, I'll buy it. Don't waste your money. We're going on vacation.
Right. Right. But if you're a listener and you're loaded, 4700
no,
South
you don't
Syracuse,
send him
Denver, Colorado.
No, okay? Don't send him anything. Save it and give it to the people of the fires.
We'll
or
take
whatever.
All the pity gifts.
No, we're not. No, we're going to give it to the victims of these fires, you guys. My God, remember giving? Hello?
Sweet 1050. Don't forget that in the address.
Kind yeah. and giving.
Fidel will be on the lookout for the gifts.
Yeah, because he's going to jack them.
Keep your eye open.
I'll keep my eye open, buddy.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.